Therefore, in future, the study will show that Abraham actually had 8 encounters with God in total, instead of 7. That does not change the points we made previously about how the 4th encounter, when God cut covenant with Abraham, was the central focus of all the visits. Instead, it would just mean that both numbers 4 and 5 are the central focus, which is totally valid and carries the same significance, because encounter number 4 was when God cut covenant with Abraham, and encounter number 5 was when God and Abraham exchanged names, and Abraham received instructions on receiving the seal of the covenant, which is the circumcision scar. Therefore, Abraham's 7th encounter with God is found in Genesis 21, verse 12 to 13. The New King James Version says, "But God said to Abraham, 'Do not let it be displeasing in your sight because of the lad or because of your bondwoman. Whatever Sarah has said to you, listen to her voice, for in Isaac your seed shall be called. Yet I will also make a nation of the son of the bondwoman, because he is your seed.'" This is the 7th encounter. 7 is the number for completion. That means that this is the conversation that makes it all complete. It's finished and done now. There's nothing more to add concerning the covenant terms or conditions. Isaac is the promised son, and Ishmael cannot take his place. Yet, because of Abraham's love for Ishmael, God promised to take care of him too. However, as far as the Abrahamic covenant was concerned, that belonged to Isaac. One day there would be a Messiah, a Savior, who would come into this world, and he would come through Isaac's bloodline. And through that Messiah, whom we know as Jesus, you and I would become children of Abraham as well. Not illegitimate children of a slave woman, but legitimate children who carry God's name and are heirs of the covenant. Paul addressed this in Galatians 4. I'm going to read from verse 22 to 24 and from verse 28 to 31. "For it is written that Abraham had 2 sons, one by a bondwoman, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born according to the flesh, and he of the free woman through promise, which things are symbolic. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are children of promise. But as he who was born according to the flesh then persecuted him who was born according to the Spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what does the Scripture say? 'Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman.' So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free." Those words that Paul quoted there, "Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman." Who was the bondwoman? The bondwoman was Hagar. Her son was Ishmael. The free woman was Sarah. Her son was Isaac. That is what Sarah said, "Cast out the bondwoman and her son, because she and he will never be heir with my son." No other son of Abraham would be heir with Isaac. Isaac was the one who would be the heir. And so, as we see from Paul's reference, it applies to us today as well. We are children who carry the name of our Father God. We are children we have an inheritance. We are not illegitimate children who have no inheritance. We're born out of covenant. We're not born out of slavery. And so Abraham did as God told him to and banished Hagar and Ishmael. God took care of him, and he lived in the wilderness of Paran and married an Egyptian woman. Ishmael was probably 17 at the time that he was banished. I just want to make a mention of the word wilderness here. For some people, the word wilderness conjures up images of a tropical rainforest. This was not a tropical rainforest. When you find the word wilderness in the Bible, it refers to a dry place. It's a desert or semi-desert area, which is actually something that we can see in the account if you read what actually happened with Hagar and Ishmael when they left Abraham's household. They ran out of water, but God provided them with water. Incidentally, the well of water that Hagar and Ishmael drank from in the wilderness of Paran was not a man-made well. It was a natural spring that came up out of the earth. So that is a matter of interest, because usually when you read about wells, they are man-made in the Bible. But the well that Hagar and Ishmael drank from in Genesis 21 was actually a natural spring. Now, if Isaac was 2 or 3 years old when he was weaned, Ishmael was then 16 or 17 years old at the time that he was banished from Abraham's household. After this, we read that Abimelech approached Abraham and asked him to cut covenant with him. Abraham agreed, and they cut covenant together at the time of Ishmael's marriage. We don't know how old Ishmael was when he got married. We do know that Isaac and Esau were both married at 40 years of age. Therefore, if Ishmael was also married at 40, Abraham would have been 126 years old. At this stage, he would then have lived in Gerar, the land of the Philistines, for 27 years, ever since the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. Abimelech had plenty of time to watch Abraham, and the conclusion he had reached was, God is with you in all that you do.